சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 14, 24th ஸ்லோக.
சமதுக்க சுக ஸ்வஸ்தஹ சமலோஷ்டாஷ்ம காஞ்சனஹ துல்ய ப்ரிய ப்ரியோ தீரஹ துல்ய நிந்தாத்ம சம்ஸ்துதிஹ
In this important Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga, Lord Krishna talking about a jnani who is known as Gunatitaha in this chapter. In the second chapter, Sankhya Yoga, jnani is known as Sthita Prajnaha. In 12th chapter, Lord Krishna called Jnani as Parabhaktaha. Now in this chapter, Lord Krishna giving the name to that Jnani as Gunatitaha. One and the same Jnani is getting different names. Sthira Prajnaha, the name is given to a Jnani because he is establishing in his own nature. Sthiram prajnaha means whose knowledge is steady, firm in his own nature. Sthira prajnaha. Sthiram means here steady with full of conviction, doubt free knowledge or doubtless knowledge. Therefore, such a person is known as Sthira Prajnahan. Then in 12th chapter, Parabhaktaha, a Jnani is one who is a real Bhakta. Supreme Parabhaktaha means Jnani is one who recognizes Bhagavan is not separate from me. The Atmaswarupam. Parabhaktaha means the Jnani who never look at himself separate from God. Paramatma is also Atma. I, the Jivatma, also am Atma. Therefore, how can I be differ from Bhagavan? From my higher nature standpoint, I am Bhagavan only. From Atma standpoint, body mind complex prakriti is maya, is false, mithya, or lesser order of reality. It is vyavaharika satyam. Even Ishvara's body, his form and name also vyavaharika satyam only. Jnani knows that. What Jnani knows? Bhagavan's Krishna avatara, Krishna rupa, Krishna nama, Rama avatara, Rama rupa, Rama nama. All are only vyavaharika satyam. My name and form also only vyavaharika satyam. Whereas Bhagavan's Atmaswarupam, my Atmaswarupam, both are one and the same. Therefore, from Atma Drishtya, I and Bhagavan are inseparable. Once this knowledge comes, this jnani is called parabhaktaha. Bhagavan says, whoever looks at me non-different from him or her, he is my dearest one. Bhagavan said, where? In the 12th chapter. Therefore, jnani can be called as parabhaktaha. If jnani is parabhaktaha, what about ajnanis? It is as good as saying ajnanis are aparabhaktaha. Namarupa bhaktaha. Bhagavan said that is not my real nature. That is only upasanartham. That is only for japartham. My real nature, whoever understands that bhakta is my dearest one. So parabhakta. Now come to our 14th chapter, gunatitaha. Hey Arjuna, jnani is called gunatitaha because he is well informed, having attended Gita class for a length of time, understanding that prakriti, body, mind complex has got three gunas, sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. These three gunas are inseparable from the body mind complex. Just like sugar and sweet, both are different or one and the same. Can you separate the sweetness from the sugar? No. Can you separate that saltishness from the salt? No. Why? Whatever is saltish is called salt. Whatever is sweet, that madhuram is called sugar, sweet. Similarly, you cannot separate sattva, rajas and tamas from the body, mind, complex. Trigunas equal to body, mind, complex. Body, mind, complex is equal to trigunas. There is no body, mind without trigunas. There are no trigunas without body, mind, complex. So, understand this body is trigunatmikam. Jnani is one who understands body, mind is trigunatmakam. Sattva, rajas, tamo gunas, prakashancha, pravrittincha, mohamevacha, pandava. Na dveshti sampravrittani, na nivrittani, kankshati. Since jnani knows that prakriti, sahaja, svabhava, trigunatmika, manas and shariram, fluctuating, he is not carried away by sattvaguna. He will not have any hatred towards tamoguna. He will not have attraction to rajoguna. Because three gunas, they have their plus points and minus points. Three gunas bound to have some plus points and minus points with body mind complex. So every person, when you look at him, your son or daughter, their behavior, husband behavior, wife sees, wife behavior, husband observes. Understand, you are seeing the trigunatmika shariram, manas. It is a mystery. The human nature, swabhava, is changing all the time. Sometimes favorable, sometimes unfavorable. This fluctuation, savikara, you have to accept at body mind level. Never ask why. Never ask why. Why this person behave like this? I don't like. You cannot say I don't like. Same your behavior, other person also say I don't like. If you like it or not, that is called swabhava, nature. You cannot change totally. Then what is our role with regard to gunas? See that your trigunas should not take away from spiritual journey. Your trigunas should not carry to the world or to the materialistic, very meager things. You should not go towards them. Make reasonable, healthy gunas, sattva, rajas, tamo gunas, balancedly, so that you can go towards spiritual pursuit. Totally you cannot change any person. Reasonably make yourself healthy in trigunas. They are anatma only. Never struggle to change your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter. They have their own nature. You provide that ambience, good ambience you provide. You have only power only to provide ambience, to improve sattva guna, to maintain rajo guna and tamo guna, SRT, RST, RTS, TRS. What is this? You have to go to 4th chapter. Now we are in 14th chapter. Care of Varnashrama Dharma. If you are not clear, book is available. Or a pocket book. You can read every day. Easy to handle your swabhava and others' swabhava. Easily you can handle. How? By distancing. Your own gunas, you distance. Neighborization. They are my neighbors, like that. Watch them as a sakshi. Your own swabhava, some mannerisms. Some people, their way of dress, their way of talking, their way of walking, their way of sitting, all depends upon what? Their own swabhava. Every person is having his or her own swabhava. So my swabhava should not disturb the family too much. Little disturbance, okay. You cannot avoid it. Total disturbance. My swabhava should not disturb my family members. My swabhava should not disturb too much my neighbors. My swabhava should not disturb too much the society. Therefore, I have to manage in such a way, without disturbing others, I have to manage, maintain my swabhava. Then slowly, this swabhava is only anatma. It is belonging to body-mind complex. That is called distancing. How to become gunatitaha? Arjuna asks, kairlingai trin gunanetan atitya bhavati prabho. In the last class we saw, Arjuna asked, hey Krishna, tell me, how one can be free from these three gunas? Krishna says, you can never be free from three gunas. Then what? You understand three gunas belongs to lower order of reality of body-mind complex. Your instrument, your body-mind is instrument. They have that gunas. You are using them. Never claim that you are having three gunas. Body mind has got three gunas. You just manage, handle in such a way. Treen gunan atitya. He is not enamored by sattva guna. He is not attracted to rajo guna. He is not attracted to tamo guna. Similarly, he is not having any hatred towards tamoguna, rajoguna, or sattvaguna. Neither. Then how? He never react. He never behave impulsively. Just he or she acts. What is to be done, we have to do. That's all. No dvesha, no raga. No likes and dislikes. I am neutral, udasinavat asinaha, as though indifferent. When two persons are fighting, quarreling, you watch. why you are neither in one of them. Oh, you are separately standing and watching them indifferently. Yes, when two persons are fighting in the family itself, okay, when they are quarreling, you watch them. You watch because it is their problem. They are quarreling each other. You just watch. Oh, this is called udasina anartha. Indifferent. I am indifferent. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law are fighting. Fighting in the sense some words they are just exchanging. Then husband is udasina. One side mother, one side wife. What to do? Udasinaha. Like that, here I am udasinaha when body, mind, complex. Sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. They are changing and interacting with the world. Another sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. Gunaha vartanta ityeva. Gunas, they are interacting with another three gunas. This jnani remains as what? Husband-like. Udasinavat. Udasinavat. Remaining away from three gunas. Distancing from three gunas. Otherwise you will get headache, blood pressure, palpitation if you involve. Better not to go. He will go away also from that place. After some time they will become cool, calm, like that. Any quarrel for that matter, any disturbance, you are distancing yourself. This is called objectivity. When problem comes really, when you have subjectivity, ahankara, mamakara is there, you poke your nose and get hurt. Ahankara, mamakara is called subjectivity. I look at the situation from my standpoint. This is all standpoint only. I always judge the person. I always judge another person with from my goggles. Goggles means from my perception. From that standpoint, I look at the person, I point out the person, I try to correct the person, then I fail to correct the person. Then I struggle also and I am disturbed. Shastra says, no. Look at every person as he is or she is. Try to understand them from their standpoint. Try to understand them from their standpoint instead of argument, instead of debate, instead of thinking inside, internally. I am so disturbed, I cannot withstand. No. If you cannot withstand other person cannot withstand you. Are you 100% correct? No. No human being is 100% correct. Therefore, there are some minus points in me also. Why not? There is a room to grow for every person. Let us give time, margin for every person. Whom we are to give time, margin? Bhagavan will give time and margin. We don't have right to give. Therefore, never enter another person's freedom. Every human being wants his or her own freedom. If I enter in their own freedom, I lose my freedom. Entering others' freedom means disturbing their peace of mind. If I disturb their peace of mind by entering into their freedom, that is zone, that zone, freedom zone. One's own freedom zone, if I enter too much, my freedom zone will be disturbed. Naturally, my freedom zone disturbed means I lose peace of mind. In the name of relations, we always disturb others. Real relation, a congenial relation is that I understand that person, their level, their problems from their standpoint. He also or she also tries to understand me, and we both try to manage and adjust. That is called art of living. managing. Otherwise, what will happen? There is a lot of chaos in the family, between relations. Our velila poi meeting endad upanyasathi pona nanna irukum, and wife is praying. Our wife engayad velila poi na nemmadi irukum 2 hours, and husband is also praying. Ippidi petta relation eppadi, na it cannot be a relation. If children goes out, amma nemmadi appadi solla koodadhu. If my parents are away from me, I am happy. Na no, no one should pray for our departure, either permanently or temporarily. That is why let us not disturb other person. Try to understand other person. That is a great service we can do to society. Difficult. Everything is difficult in the world. What is easy, tell me. Therefore, Udasinavat, Bhagavan said, hey Arjuna, Jnani is one who looks at that three gunas at body mind level. They are playing the role. That person is helpless, really speaking. Person who never wants to be angry. Now 8:15, I want to be angry. They never plan. It happens. The emotions also happens. Let me be jealous at 12:15. No. Let me be a loving person at 1 o'clock. Are you planning? You do not know when that emotion just come to surface, at what time. Situations, people, experiences, events, there are so many factors just to trigger your emotions outside. They pour out. The other person should know how to tolerate them. Jnani is one who has got an immunity system, power of bearing, tolerant power, accepting that gunas vartanta ityeva. Having said that, the next verse Swami Krishna said, samadukha sukaha swasthaha. Swasthaha means sve atmani sthitaha. Since this Jnani remains always, 24th shloka, first line, the second word, samadukha sukaha. He is samaha, same, uniform, when in dukkha and sukha. When sukha, pleasure comes, dukkha, pain comes or sorrow comes, samaha. He never enamored by sukha. He don't want to run away from dukkha. Sukha, dukkha, both are an expressed emotions because of three gunas. We are carrying those swabhava from janmas to janmas. Therefore, suddenly you cannot change. Father, one type of behavior. Son, one type of behavior. Wife is another type of behavior. Daughter, another type of behavior. All are different, different. All are under one roof. Under one roof, 10 persons are 10 ways, different ways they are behaving. That is what? That is the beauty of the creation. Accept it. That is also a serial. Serial always comedy or tragedy. Comedy, tragedy, mixture, climax, fun, humor, everything is there in drama, serial, like that. In life also, dhiraha, the wise person, the one who is in oneself, swasthaha, the one who is in oneself, the wise person, samadukha sukhaha, in sukha and dukkha, samaha. Just like the sun rise in the morning also same, while setting also same. He looks same way. Like Rama, when he was asked to take the crown, Pattabhishekam, before, he was same face when his father asked, go to forest. No change in Rama's face. Swamini, he is Rama. I am Maramanda, I am like wooden head. Rama is different. Don't say like that. How long you say Rama is different, Krishna is different? Escaping. How long you escape like that? At least a wee bit of qualities I have to imbibe. Then why to worship them? Therefore, dhiraha samadukha sukaha. Because of sve atmanisthitaha. Remaining in one's own atmaswarupam, I am undisturbed. Body, mind is ever disturbed. Samaloshtashma kanchanaha. He is giving pairs, some pairs. How he is samaha? In sukha dukkha he is samaha. Then, loshta ashma kanchana samaha. Valuable kanchanam, which is so valuable, no, gold. Loshta means clod of earth. Ashma means stone, valueless. Stone and clod of mud, valueless. Gold is so valuable. Generally, people run after gold. They throw away the clod of mud or stones. But Jnani, in spite of knowing their gram value, gold gram value he knows, not that he doesn't know. Mud and clay don't have the value he knows, but he is not enamored or carried away by gold. He will not go towards that. He is not desirous of that gold. He is not having any hatred or not looking down upon earth or stone. Both are anatma only. This is tamoguna. It is phalafalyam because of rajoguna. Just like, you know, clod of mud and stone, just tamoguna predominant. This is shining, valuable because of rajoguna, some rajasic. Don't think that it is rajasic nature, just I am expressing. Both are belong to the matter principle. Therefore, what is their big deal with that? Samaloshta ashva kanchana. Then next pair he gives, tulya priya apriya. Some people looks at him very dear, so priyam. Some people likes my face, vesham and all, they love me, I am very dear for them. Some people don't like my vesham, suppose my talking, the way of I am talking, my expressions, if they don't like, apriyam. What to do? What can I do for that? My presence itself, they feel uneasy. What can I do? If my presence, some people love and they like. Therefore, I like these people. Can I hate that people? Never. Tulyaha. Some people like me. I am so priyam to them. Some people never like me because of so many reasons. Apriyam. Towards them, can I develop hatred or love for them? No. Towards both of them, tulyaha. Priya apriyayoho tulyaha. He is samam towards priyancha apriyancha priya priye same yasya saha. This jnani is same in desirable and undesirable situations. When I am in certain situations, they are so desirable, people love me and invite me. Some people, they never care for me. I am apriyam for them. Therefore what? I am so disturbed, Swamini. I am so disturbed. Why? Because you do not know, they are all behaving according to prakriti. Helplessly they are acting like that. They are not wantedly, they are not doing, unknowingly they are succumbed to their swabhava. Ignorant people, innocent people, they are behaving like that, that priya apriya, only body to the mind. This is also anatma. This is also prakriti. So gunaha guneshu vartante. Therefore what? Okay. When problem comes, when pain comes, when I identify with this body mind, when I have mamakara towards that pleasure, mamakara towards that what you can call name and fame, only pain. That is called subjectivity. If I look at them objectively, no problem. That's why tulya priya apriyaha. Then next, fourth pair. Tulya ninda atma samsthutihi. He is tulyaha, means samaha ityarthaha. Samaha or tulyaha, same, uniform in ninda and atma samsthutihi. Ninda means censure, criticism, and stuti, praise. Atma samstutihi, praise of himself by others. Sometimes some people praise, you are Indran, you are Chandran, you are Suryan, like that. They praise so much. You see, some people, when relation newly starts, praising each other. Praising. Afterwards, that split comes. Again, criticizing. We are seeing in every relation, that is. First, you are wonderful, you are excellent. Then you are useless. They are criticizing. Every relation you see, every relation is like that only. Therefore, praise and censure are bound to be there in the world. Never care for them. When they are praising also, never enamored by that. Even when they are censuring or criticizing you, never take it serious. Another shloka nicely says, Jnani says, I am very happy anybody is criticizing me. Because some people are happy while criticizing others. While criticizing others, censuring others, some people are happy. This Jnani feels, na unnu selavu pannamale avanga santoshama irukkalliyo, anandam. The shloka runs like this. Mannindaya yedi jana paritoshameti. Jnani says, mannindaya, by criticizing me, mannindaya yedi, if people jani paritoshameti, if they are happy by criticizing me, by blaming me, if they are happy, fine, paritoshameti nanu aprayasa janitoyam anugrahome. It is anugraha for me. Aprayasa, without any prayasa, I have not spent any money. I have not spent my time. I have not spent any my energy. I have not spent anything. Without spending anything, I am giving happiness to them. To make others happy, people are doing so much for others. To make husband happy, wife is doing so much. To make wife happy, husband is earning and giving. And to make parents happy, children are giving. And to make others happy, neighbors happy, family members happy, people are spending lot of money, lot of energy, lot of time. Now, one may pandla, but they are happy. Paarunga, evada nanna irukke. Paarunga how he thinks. This is the way Jnani thinks. Don't think, Jnani always think like that, as though, no. Nanu aprayasa janitoyam anugraho me. It is anugraha for me. Ella selo ahamale avan santoshama irukana irukpa. If you are happy while criticizing me, be happy. Because I am not disturbed by your criticism. Therefore, mother-in-law is criticizing, suppose. Mother-in-law is happy. Let her be happy. Anyhow, by cooking nicely, you cannot make her happy. Just I am joking. Don't take seriously. Mother-in-law is criticizing you, blaming you, and she is happy. You be happy. Why? By cooking nicely, by doing things, everything, you cannot make her happy. At least she let her be happy by criticizing you. Neen anandamayir. Why? You are giving ananda to her. How? Getting criticism from her. Appadiyavad nimmadi ayirumma. Pannu enna chonnanu. Sreyarthino purushaha. Paritushti, Shreyardhino Purushaha Paritushti Meti. That means people to get lot of praise from others, they are doing so many things to others, but this person without doing anything, just bearing that words, that's all. Shreyardhino hi purushaha paritushti hetoho klesharjitanyapi dhanani parityajanti. People with lot of strain, they have earned money, lot of pain, they have earned money, and they are spending that money to make others happy. For buying saree, by buying this and that to others, we are struggling to make others happy. But Jnani feels, I am not spending anything, but I am making others happy through criticizing me. They are criticizing me. Let them criticize. What is the tatparyam in this? If anyone criticizes you, don't feel. Why? They are happy when they are criticizing you. That's why, in a different way, it is only one type of shloka. Don't take it literally. You can scold me. You need not ask. When somebody scolds like you, at that time, just keep quiet. Enna Swamini, na enna scapegoata. Don't feel like that. Let them, at that time, they will do that. Afterwards, they become cool. How long they will shout? They feel tired after some time. They sleep off. Up to that time you bear. Okay. Next sloka, 25.
Mana pamana yostulyaham. Tulyo mitrari pakshayoham. Sarvarambha parityagim. Gunatita samuchyate.
Who is Gunatita? Arjuna asked. Lord Krishna says, this person is Gunatita. Who is that person? He continues. Mana apamanayoho tulyaha. He is same mana apamanayoho. Manam means honor. These are all at a manasika level. Previous ninda, samstuti, all are at a verbal level in the previous shloka. Now here, at mental level, some people honor me, some people don't honor me. Apamana they do. Tulyaha samaha means nirvikaraha, not disturbed when they are honoring. First time when we go, they put a big mala. The second time when you go, you put a small mala. Or no mala. Or any type of. Once first time when you go, vango, vango, vango. Second time, vango, vango. Third time, vango. Honor is slowly decreasing. That is the nature of the world, people, any relation. First time whenever you see anything, you admire. Admire, 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 so much admiration. If you see same thing all the time, what admiration comes? Eppome paakradhu thane na, poochi admiration. Why first time it is so admiring? Why second and third time is not admiring? That is prakriti. That is the nature of prakriti. Why you should not ask? Why my father-in-law gave so much honor when I went first time? The son-in-law, when you come first Taladipavali, Taladipavali, every mamanar admire of my son-in-law. And he brings so many things, he gives so many things. After 10 years also, same Taladipavali madri panna mudiyadillaya. The son-in-law should not ask. Not only that, on the other hand, he has to serve to father-in-law. He has to take care of his own other family. Maybe other way around. So he should not ask. 10 years back, you are like that. Now why like this? Don't ask. Like that, mana apamana yogo. Anywhere, wherever you go, manam and apamanam are both are bound to come. Tulyaha, Jnani is Nirvikaraha, Mat Mitrari Pakshayoho, Tulyaha, another pair. Mitra means friend, Ari means enemy, Pakshayoho, both of them. Jnani has got same immunity, strength, mental strength with towards friend and enemy. Some people are so friendly. Some people are, நம்ம மூஞ்சி பார்த்தாலே அவங்களுக்கு பிடிக்காது. Even though Jnani himself never looks at anyone as enemy, but other people are looking at him or her as enemy, what to do? He is helpless. It is their problem who are looking at him as enemy. It's their problem, not his or her problem. Yes? Therefore, he is tulyaha mitra haripakshayoh. Jnani will never have any friend or foe. That is, never have any groupism, friend, my friend, no. My enemy, never. No friend, no enemy. People only look at him as friend. People only look at him. Some people look at him as enemy. It is their problem. Who look at as friendly also? Their mental stature. Who looks at him as enemy also? It is their mental stature. Therefore, Jnani is not disturbed. Why? Gunaha vartante. There also three gunas playing the role. Here also three gunas playing the role. I am Sakshi distancing. In the distance panna nimmadi. Blood pressure normala irukum. Illana erinde povum. Puriyadha? If I am influenced by the gunas of mine or others, my body, the psychology, physiology, physical body, psychological body, physiological body, and annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, vaithula gada 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 illa enna pranalla disturbance varum, mind la disturbance varum, thevaya vendave venda. Adinala cinema maadhiri paakanum. Appo enna? No disturbance. Relax, an artha. If you are relaxed, they are more restless. Suppose you are should not be disturbed, that restlessness of others also. That is called, you are looking at them as a child, you know, child behavior. Children, amma, last class lo sonna gnapam irukko, how mother accepting a naughty child. Jnani accept the entire universe, prakriti, trigunas as a naughty child. Then sarvarambha parityagi. He is, Jnani is one who is the renouncer. Parityagi means renouncer of all actions, all binding actions. Adi note pannikano. Renounce all actions and binding actions. Drishta adrishta karmani. Any karmas, binding selfish activities, only dreha dharana matra, for body survival activities only he or she continues, but any other acquiring, possessing, acquisition, all these yoga kshema, he or she never bother. Only survival, sharira matram, poshanartham activities, nothing else. Saha gunatitaha uchyate. Hey Arjuna, he is known as gunatitaha, or she is known as gunatita, strilingam. Okay. Mamcha yovya bhicharinam bhakti yogena sevate. Sagunan samati tyaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Now 26th and 27th, how to become gunatita. These are the gunatita lakshanas, characteristics. He is even towards all situations, towards all people. That evenness is over. That uniformity, mind, calm, quiet. Now he says, how to become gunatita? I also want to become gunatita. Tell me, what is the sadhana? Lord Krishna says, bhakti. He says, bhakti is the sadhana. May you have bhakti. What type of bhakti? Avyabhicharena bhakti yogena. To become gunatita, first you have to follow bhakti yoga. Through the yoga of unswerving devotion. Avyabhicharena means unswerving. Jignasu bhakti ityarthah. Bhakti means not kodakattai, tengai, elimichapadam, malai, putti. Adi bhakti kadayadu. Adella enna sonnam? Artho, artharthi bhakti adi. Crisis bhaktas. When they are in crisis, lot of things they do to Bhagavan. Adi pandrathu, idu pandrathu, andha koyilukku, indha koyilukku. Enna? Kuladaivam. Indha kuladaivam oru idu. நீ குலதெய்வத்தையே போல அதனால தான் ப்ராப்ளம். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் கால் ஆர்த்த பக்தாஸ், லைக் திரௌபதி, கஜேந்திரா, தேர் கால் ஆர்த்த பக்தாஸ். லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா டாக்கிங் அபவுட் நாட் ஆர்த்த பக்தா, ஈவன் அர்த்தார்த்தி பக்தா. அர்த்தார்த்தி பக்தா இஸ் ஒன் வென் ஹீ வாண்ட்ஸ் மணி, லாட் ஆஃப் மணி, லாட் ஆஃப் சக்சஸ், லாட் ஆஃப் பொசிஷன்ஸ், ஹீ வர்ஷிப் பகவான். திஸ் கால் அர்த்த அர்த்தி பக்தி. பிஸ்னஸ் பக்தி, ஏன்னா பிஸ்னஸ் பக்தி. அது வந்து கிரைசிஸ் பக்தா, இவனே வந்து பிஸ்னஸ் பக்தா. லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா டாக்கிங் நெய்தர் கிரைசிஸ் பக்தா நார் பிஸ்னஸ் பக்தா. லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஜிக்னாசு பக்தா. காட் இஸ் நாட் ஏ மீன்ஸ், காட் இஸ் நாட் ஏ சாதனம் டு கெட் சம்திங், டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் பெயின், டு கெட் சம்திங். காட் இஸ் நாட் ஏ மீன்ஸ். Jignasu bhakta, God is the means, God is the end. I worship Bhagavan for Bhagavan's sake, not for my sake, not for anyone's sake. I worship Bhagavan for Bhagavan's sake. He knows what to give to me, the best. Whatever He gives, I deserve it, that is the best, I want to take it. That is called Jignasu bhakti. Gnatum iccha, I want to know the Paramatma real nature. Bhagavan, help me. Give servant, give driver, give house, give money, everything. Why? I want to attend the class. Enna jignasu bhakta. Enna pannuvar theriyumo? Bhagavan, you didn't ask, you have forgotten to ask for health. You give car, you give driver, you give servant, you have asked, he have provided. You have forgotten to ask about health. He provides what? Health also. My dear Bhakta, you cannot go to the class without health. Therefore, I provide health also. Why? You are going to the Bhagavad Gita class to know my real nature. Jignasu Bhakta. That is called Avyabhicharini Bhakti. Swamini, for your class advertisement sake, are you telling like this? Never. I never say that. Lord Krishna says, Jignasu Bhakta, once he come to me as a Jnani Bhakta. Jignasu Bhakta will easily transform to Jnani Bhakta in no time. Chipram Bhavati Nar. That's what Lord Krishna says. Now you understand what is Avyabhicharini Bhakti? Avyabhicharini Bhakti means Jignasu Bhakti. I want Bhagavan. I use Bhagavan, I worship Bhagavan, I do puja, I do prayer, everything for Bhagavan's sake, not for my sake, not for my family members' sake also. Why? If I am Bhagavan's sake, Bhagavan is for whose sake? In the law, namak puriyamaatengar the logic. If I am Bhagavan's sake, my mind, body, every thought is for Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. Can Bhagavan leave me without taking care of me? Ananyaschintayanto mam ye janah paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Bhagavan also knows this bhakta is coming for my sake or artharthi or artha. Bhagavan also watch. You are asking something, no? Okay, take. You have given kodakattai, I'll give something for you. You have given tengai, I'll give something for you. Bhagavan adu mattum da kudupar. Next problem again you have to face. Appuram thirupi innoru kodakattai, innoru tengai, innoru elimichapadam, innoru enna vadamalai. எல்லாம் விடக்கூடாது, எல்லாமே சொல்லணும். உடமாலை எலுமிச்ச படம், அந்த பகவானுக்கு இது, இந்த பகவானுக்கு இது, வெண்பொங்கல், புளியோதரை, எல்லாம் மல்லி அந்த ப்ராப்ளம் முடிஞ்சிடும். அப்புறம் இன்னொரு ப்ராப்ளம், திருப்பி ஆயாசம், இதெல்லாம் எதுக்கப்பானா? ஸ்ட்ரெயிட்டவே யூ கோ டு ஜிக்னாசு பக்தி, போதும், ஸ்ட்ரெயிட்டவே போக முடியாது. அர்த்த அர்த்தத்தில் வந்து அதுக்கு ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப் போடு, எப்போதுன்னா போட்டு ஜிக்னாசு பக்திக்கு போனால் பகவான் என்ன பண்ணுவார் தெரியுமோ? வாட் எவர் to be taken care of, he will take care of. You need not ask. You ask for him only, he will take care of everything. And the sloka la namak nambike illa. Yoga kshemam aham vahami. Yaar kanda? Who knows? Hey, Bhagavan statement that is. Avyabhicharine bhakti. Maam yaha avyabhicharine bhakti yogena கல்பத்தேன்னு ஹி பிகம்ஸ் ஃபிட் ஃபார் பிரம்மபூயாய. ஃபஸ்ட்டு சேவத்தை, அந்த சேவத்தை பக்தி யோகேன சேவத்தே ஹி வர்ஷிப்ஸ் மீ ஆர் ஷி வர்ஷிப்ஸ் மீ, தென் வாட் பிரம்மபூயாய கல்பத்தே, சச் எ பர்சன் வில் பிகம் குணாதீதா. நமக்கு அது வராது, இது வராது. அர்த்தார்த்தி ஆர்த்தலன்னு இருந்தால் என்னவாகும் தெரியுமோ? மோட்சமும் வராது, ஞானமும் வராது, கஷ்டமும் போகாது. ஒன்று கஷ்டம் போனால் இன்னொரு கஷ்டம் வந்துட்டே இருக்குது. அதனால் சமத்தா இன்டெலிஜெண்ட்டாக என்ன பண்ணணும்? கிளாஸுக்கு வான்னு அர்த்தம். ஜிக்னாசு பக்தா பிரம்மபூயாய மீன்ஸ் மோக்ஷாய. பி ஃபிட் ஃபார் மோக்ஷா, ஹி பிகம்ஸ் ஃபிட் ஃபார் மோக்ஷா. எட்டெயின் மை பிரம்மன் நேச்சர். ஹவு? ஏதான் குணான் அதீத்திய சமதீத்திய, பை கோயிங் பியாண்ட் தீஸ் குணாஸ் He attains Brahman. How? Bhakti yogena. What bhakti? Jignasu bhakti. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Amrutasya vyayasya cha. Shashvatasya cha dharmasya. சுகஸ்யைகாந்திகஸ்ய ச லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கன்க்ளூடிங், அஹம் ஹி பிரம்மணஹ பிரதிஷ்டா, ஐ ஆம் அன் எம்பாடிமெண்ட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். ஹூ சேஸ்? லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ். பீப்புள் ஆர் டேக்கிங் மீ அவதார கிருஷ்ணா, பட் மை ரியல் நேச்சர் இஸ் பிரம்மன். பிரம்மணா பிரதிஷ்டா அஹம். வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் திஸ் பிரம்மன்? ஹுச் இஸ் அம்ருதா. நவ் திஸ் ஜ்ஞானி ரிகக்னைஸ்ட் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன். பகவான் செட் பகவான் இஸ் பிரம்மன், தேர் ஃபோர் ஜ்ஞானி ரிகக்னைஸ் ஐ ஆம் இம்மோர்டல். அம்ருதம் மீன்ஸ் இம்மோர்டல், அவிநாசினா, காலாதீதா இத்யர்த்தா. Beyond time. Next one, avyayasya. I am Brahman, embodiment of Brahman. Which Brahman is immortal? Avyaya means changeless. Avikari ityartha. Chad vikara rahitaha. Ekantikasya sukhasya. Ekantika means absolute ananda. Avyabhicharini bhaktya. ஆனந்த ரூபஸ்ச அன்அல்லாய்ட் ஆனந்த, அன்டெயின்டெட் ஆனந்த, சச்சிதானந்த இத்யர்த்தா. சாஸ்வதஸ்ய ச தர்மஸ்ய, ஐ தி பிரம்மன் ஆம் தி கோல் ஆஃப் எட்டர்னல் ஞான யோகா. ஐ ஆம் எட்டர்னல் ஞான யோகா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் துக்க ரஹித நித்ய சுகம் இத்யர்த்தா. Shashvatasya means nityasya. Here dharma means dharma shastra, brahma shastra, everything. Shashvatasya dharmasya. Jnana yoga dharma praptasya. I am an embodiment of everything. I am imperishable, immortal, absolute ananda. I am eternal. What you come to know through jnana yoga? Aham brahma asmi. Since Brahman is immortal, decayless and shashvata dharmam, that means jnana yoga, I am that jnana swarupam sat chit ananda. I am guna titaha. Brahman is guna rahitaha. I am also guna rahitaha. I lower I is guna sahitaha. I am higher I guna atitaha. So I the guna atitaha, dwelling in the guna sahita body mind complex like copper. I am not touched by this body mind. In spite of sattva rajas tamo gunas, they are my lower nature, maya prakriti. I am higher atma swarupam. So with this, Lord Krishna concludes gunatraya gunatita vibhaga yoga. Jnani will merge into me, the Brahman. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. What is that Brahman? This type of Brahman. Avyaya, Amrita, Shashvata Dharma, this type of Brahman, who is ekantikaha sukasya, such Brahman he attains. I am Brahman. I am gunatitaha. Because Brahman is of that nature, Bhagavan is of that Brahman nature. Bhagavan said, by having that devotion, jignasu bhakti, gnatum icha. What we are learning coming to Bhagavad Gita class? We are understanding the real nature of Paramatma, the Ishvara, the Bhagavan. What is his real nature? Sat, Chit, Ananda. Whoever understands my real nature, Sat, Chit, Ananda, he attains me, he says. That means he also attains the same nature and say, utter, claim, proclaim, Aham, Sat, Chit, Ananda, Brahma. This is called Guna Titaha. This is called becoming Guna Titaha. What is the easy method? Becoming a Jignasu Bhakta. Artha Arthardi Podum. Pandinavarak Podum. If you become a Jignasu, other Artha Arthardi, what you are doing, he will take care of. That is called trust. If you have trust in Bhagavan, Nambinal. Adi matram theriyum swami. Second idu matram theriyum. Nambinal annadi matram konjam shaky, you know. Appadella irukka koodadhu. Therefore, you are all now what bhaktas? Jignasu bhaktas. Then you will become what? Jnani bhaktas. Then what? Dukkha nivrittihi. No dukkha at all. With this, I conclude 14th chapter. Om Tatsat.
Om Tatsat.
Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Sum. Upanishad Sum. Brahma Vidyayam. Yoga Shastre. Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade. Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogo Namam Chaturdasho Dhyayaham. Thus ends that 14th chapter titled Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogaha. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.